This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is for you. You, the listener. How many times have you been watching the TV, listening to the radio, surfing the web, and something captures your imagination about science? Something about space, about astronomy, about DNA, about health, about cancer research, about everyday things that grab your attention, but you have nobody to talk to. You're all by yourself watching the TV, surfing the web. You're all by yourself. Well, you can talk to me. That's right. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic. That's right. Write that number down, 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts can be heard on national radio. Just leave your name, call letter to the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment, make that question, and just maybe you can get on national radio. Let's say you're talking to the kids at dinner time, and the kids have a science question, a homework question, and it leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135. And why didn't you put them on the telephone? Why don't you have them ask that question and have that science question heard on national radio? And some people say, come on, I can't do that. I'm too shy. Well, then send me email. Email address, well, first of all, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I'm up to. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, about the future of humanity in outer space as we conquer the universe. So find out more about my work by going to my website, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. And on Facebook, we have over 3 million fans on Facebook. We have over 650,000 fans on Twitter. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website and calling that number, 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Lance Rome. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I listen to you through your website. I was just wondering, what would happen if two Big Bangs were to collide against each other? I want to eventually write a science fiction book just for fun, and as an attack, that would be something I'm curious about. So, wonder what you were thinking about two Big Bangs colliding each other, what happens in the middle. Thank you.
Well, it turns out that I asked that very same question to my colleague, Alan Guth of MIT, who may eventually win the Nobel Prize for the inflation theory of the Big Bang. Now, it turns out that the Big Bang theory has to have a small correction to it when you start to make it into a quantum theory, because if the Big Bang happened once, it's a quantum theory, it can happen again. there's a certain probability that it could happen again and again and again. Meaning that our universe is a bubble of some sort, but it can spin off baby bubbles like in a bubble bath. And then I asked him a question. Let's say you create a tiny wormhole in an oven. You make an oven in a laboratory, heat it up to a fantastic temperature, trillions, trillions of degrees, much hotter than a supernova. At that point, a baby bubble, a baby universe begins to form, and it begins to expand. And then I said to him, what happens if a Big Bang happens in your living room or in your oven? And he very correctly said, he's done the calculation. That's right. You can actually see it in the scientific literature. He said the following. First of all, if you heat up space, space eventually becomes unstable like boiling water. When you heat up water, eventually it starts to boil and bubbles form. Little bubbles form and these bubbles expand. So if you have an oven and you heat the oven to trillions upon trillions of degrees, little bubbles are going to form. These bubbles are baby universes. And then the next question is that dangerous? Are they going to expand and eat up your universe? Well, no. It turns out that if I have a soap bubble, and the soap bubble starts to spin off a baby soap bubble, the baby soap bubble bulges out in the third dimension. That is, it doesn't take over the original bubble at all. It bulges out into a baby bubble. So instead of one bubble, you now have two bubbles that are joined together. And that's what you're asking. What happens at the joint between two universes? First of all, what would you see? If you have an oven and you heat it up to a fantastic degree of energy, a sphere would start to form, which is a baby universe. But the sphere, instead of expanding into your universe, expands into another universe on the other side of forever. In other words, in another dimension. So what do you see? You see your oven getting hotter and hotter. A bubble starts to form. A three-dimensional sphere starts to form. But the sphere only expands to a certain degree and then blows out the other end. Can you see the other end? No, because then it's in another dimension. What you see is a bubble that starts to create a baby universe inside its insides. And then I asked him, well, Alan, this is very interesting, but how dangerous? How dangerous is this bubble universe that you just created inside your oven in your backyard or your basement? And he said, well, he did the calculation. Yes, it is dangerous. Yes, you would still feel the effects, and the energy of the recoil would be equivalent to a small hydrogen bomb. So in other words, get the hell out of there. Create the bubble, but run like crazy, because even though the other universe is bulging out in another dimension, the residual energy would be enough to kill you. So in other words, be careful if you make a baby universe in your basement and you become a god. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Billy. I'm calling from Collinsville, Illinois, and I'm mostly listening on YouTube. I have a two-part question. Part one, string theory, from what I understand, that says hyperspace is at least 10-dimensional, but you theorize it's 11. Why? That is to say, why is it that it only needs 10, but you postulate it's 11? Part two of my question is, hyperspace states that our four-dimensional universe is a bubble in hyperspace. Our universe is expanding in all directions infinitely and is actually increasing in its expansion, which scientists attribute to dark energy. For someone who believes in string theory, if asked what's on the other side of our universe, the answer I would imagine would simply be hyperspace, that's what we're expanding into. but for someone who believes...
Okay, well, unfortunately, we've got to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll talk about hyperspace, we'll talk about 10, 11 dimensions, we'll talk about higher dimensional bubbles and dark energy. All of it after the break. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and maybe you can get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website to find out what I'm up to. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook, 650,000 fans on Twitter, and maybe you could make that 3 million plus one. On my Facebook sites and the internet site, you can see the books that I've written, 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space. You know that the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And that's why they're not here today to talk about it. We are. We're the lucky ones because we do have a space program. And then the question is our space program up to speed? Will it protect us one day when we inevitably face a catastrophe like what happened when the dinosaurs got wiped out 65 million years ago when a rock plowed into Mexico and wiped out the dinosaurs? So give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave that message by making that question and making that comment and putting it on radio. Well, we had a question before the break, and the question is rather advanced, so let me try to break it down. First of all, what do I do for a living? My paycheck comes from the city and state of New York because I work on something called string theory. String theory, we think, is a theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life, a theory of everything. Each vibration of a tiny little string corresponds to a subatomic particle, and that's why we have so many subatomic particles. So physics is now reduced to the laws of harmony of vibrating strings. Chemistry is the melodies you can write on vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings, and then the mind of God. The mind of God that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life, the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through hyperspace, 10-dimensional hyperspace. Now, we live in a 3-dimensional universe, but there could be hidden dimensions out there, because if our universe is a bubble of some sort, even children ask the question, what is the bubble expanding into? Well, our bubble is expanding into hyperspace. We think 10-dimensional hyperspace. But, the questioner asked, how come I sometimes say 11-dimensional hyperspace? Well, let me explain. In 10 dimensions, we have 5 string theories that are totally self-consistent and qualify for a theory of everything. Now, we don't like that. We think the universe should be unique in some sense. So why should the universe create not one, but 5 mathematically self-consistent universes? It sounds a little strange, right? Well, Ed Witten at Princeton found out the reason why. If you go to one more dimension up into the 11th dimension, and then you squeeze it, you squash one of the dimensions, what do you get? You get 10-dimensional string theory. So think of a beach ball. Think of a beach ball and think of the equator, the rim of the beach ball, and then flatten it out into a pancake. If you flatten the beach ball so that it loses one dimension and becomes a flat pancake, it looks like the equator. That is a string. So in other words, a string is a collapsed beach ball, a collapsed membrane. So then the question is, if I live in 11-dimensional hyperspace and I have a membrane or beach ball, how many ways can you squeeze it? Well, you got to talk to a mathematician for that. But the answer is 5 ways. There are 5 ways you can squeeze a beach ball so that it becomes the equator, that is, a string. Well, bingo! Why do we have 5 string theories in 10 dimensions? Because they really are the same thing. This blew the minds of the world's physicists. Realizing that the 5 string theories that we work with for 30 years is actually one object, an 11-dimensional membrane of some sort. I like to think of it as an elephant. Think of an elephant. If you were to analyze the trunk of an elephant, you'd say the trunk looks like a 2-dimensional object. If you look at the ears of the elephant, you say it looks like a fan. You put it all together, and you get a very strange object. Many ways to create an elephant. By looking at the feet, the trunk, the nose. So you would say that there really are 5 different animals. One animal looks like a tree. That is the feet. One animal looks like a snake, that is the nose. One animal looks like a fan, that is the ear. But what is it? Is it five different objects? No, it's one. It's an elephant. So in the same way, we think that in 11 dimensions, there is one object that, when you slice it up, gives you five different string theories. And so, to make a long story short, this dazzled the world of physics, realizing that maybe the universe is unique. Maybe there's one and only one way to create a universe that satisfies all the criteria that we need to create a unified field theory. Well, the questioner also had another question about four-dimensional bubbles. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to listen to all of it, but let me explain really briefly what he was getting at. Why does the universe expand? The universe expands because there's something called dark energy pushing the galaxies apart. So even nothingness has energy, dark energy, and it pushes the galaxy apart. And the question is, can string theory explain this? Well, yes and no. It turns out that if you simply calculate one way in which to derive a four-dimensional universe from string theory, there are many ways to do it. In one way, you can get our universe. But, to be fair, there are other ways of reducing the 11-dimensional theory down to four dimensions. So there is more than one universe. This is called the multiverse theory, and it means that in some sense, string theory cannot yet calculate exactly the amount of dark energy in the universe unless you put it in by hand. And we don't like that. So in other words, string theory is not finished yet. It's not in its finished mathematical form. And if you are listening to this show, perhaps one day you may have that insight to allow us to complete the theory and calculate exactly the amount of dark energy in the universe. Maybe somebody listening to this show will one day figure out the theory of everything. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Ken. I'm calling to ask you if it's possible to have more than two time dimensions. I know that time can move perpendicular to each other. Is it possible to have, like, three or four time dimensions or infinite dimensions? Or if there are any other kinds of, elements of the cosmos beyond space or time or space-time? Thank you for your time.
Well, at first that question sounds weird, preposterous, and stupid. Actually, it's a subject of intense debate among theoretical physicists. You see, string theory, which is the leading theory for the theory of everything, has nine spatial dimensions, dimensions that you can move in, and one time dimension. Okay, you got that? 9 + 1 = 10. That's string theory. However, at Harvard, we have another group that says that if you allow for two times, not one, but two times, then the theory becomes even prettier and even more elegant in 12-dimensional hyperspace. So the mind starts to boggle at that point. What would a two-time universe look like? Well, once I saw a movie on one of these old movie stations, and David Niven, the British actor, got shot down over the Atlantic, and he went to heaven. However, in heaven, when St. Peter began to write down what we knew about this guy, heaven found out it made a mistake. He wasn't supposed to die. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And then ask that question, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. Now, these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News. Oklahoma took a step to protect those who can't protect themselves.
The Oklahoma Senate passed a Texas-style bill that protects unborn children from the moment when their heartbeats can be detected at approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Oklahoma House had already passed the bill, which now goes to the desk of Governor Kevin Stitt, the Republican, who is expected to sign the bill into law in the coming days. Like the Texas law, the new legislation would be enforced by civil action. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than a quarter of a million Ford Explorer SUVs are being recalled because of a drive shaft issue. Officials saying a bolt in the rear axle can fail, which allows the drive shaft to disconnect, causing the vehicle to roll away. There have been around 235 warranty claims due to the problem, but no crashes or injuries have been reported. The vehicles covered are 2020 to 2022 Explorers with various motors, including hybrid setups. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. At the sound of the recording, leave your name, call letters to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. So once again, give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call concerning dark energy, so let me explain really quick. It turns out that even nothingness, pure nothingness, has a small amount of energy associated with it. Now, some crackpots claim that they can use that energy to create a solution to the energy crisis. Nope, doesn't work that way. You can calculate that the zero point energy is very small, very, very tiny. But over galactic distances, it of course is very big, because space is very big, and that energy is sufficient to push the galaxies apart. In fact, that's why the Big Bang is banging. That's why the universe is expanding. But the calculation of dark energy has eluded physicists up to now. What is the mismatch? The mismatch between theory and experiment is 10 to the 120. Now take out a sheet of paper, write down the number 1, and then write 120 zeros after that 1. That's the mismatch between theory and experiment. Now, that's embarrassing. I mean, this is the biggest embarrassment in all of science. The biggest mismatch in all of science is 10 to the 120, one with 120 zeros after it. The mismatch between the experimental value of dark energy and the theoretical value of dark energy. So what are you going to do? If you ever find a solution to the dark energy problem, you're going to call me, and, well, I'm a generous man, I'll split the Nobel Prize with you. Okay? That's what it's worth. It's worth the Nobel Prize if you can figure out why dark energy is so dark and so energetic. Okay, well, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Cocker. This is Jesse from Houston. I watch you on YouTube. I've asked a couple questions already, and you straightened me out on some of them. I had another question about the future of humanity. I just saw your podcast, the one that you recently put on YouTube, and you had an interview, and I think it was in 2015 or something. But anyway, you were talking about your book, Future of Humanity. And I had a question about future of humanity. Like when we eventually go to Mars, when people, regular people, are on Mars, not just astronauts or scientists, regular people on Mars, what kind of regulations do you think there will be in place for Mars? Is it going to be a new slate? Is it going to be like, okay, no drugs, no, no this, no that, like the problems on Earth? Or is it going to be sort of the same rules, same regulations as Earth, or is it going to be a whole new process because it's a whole new planet? You know, we can start clean or whatever.
Well, to answer your question, initially there are going to be lots of rules and regulations, because if you make a mistake, you could destroy the entire Martian colony. So let's take a short commercial break, and after that we're going to talk about rules and regulations if you live on Mars. So once again, the number to call if you want to ask a question on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135. And ask that question that's always been bothering you about science. And you can have that question answered on national radio. Give us a call.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, you can give us a call. That's 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a call about what it would be like to live on Mars. Would we have the same kinds of laws, restrictions, and you can't do this, you can't do that, rules of thumb? Or would it be freer on Mars? Well, yes and no. In some sense, things are going to be more restrictive if you are a colonist on Mars. In other ways, you'll have more freedom than you can possibly imagine. Initially, there are going to be lots of restrictions if you live as a colonist on Mars. But eventually, there could be unparalleled freedoms as well. Now, let's be clear about this. If you are one of the early colonists on Mars, you cannot pollute. You cannot endanger the entire colony by being wasteful and doing dangerous things. So, for example, smoking or getting access to oxygen in a very secure area. You could cause a fire, an explosion, which would be disastrous. Absolutely disastrous in a small colony. You could endanger all the colonists. And you have to make sure that you eat a certain amount of food because you don't want to exhaust the food supply of the colony. And you don't want to pollute. Especially you don't want to pollute because it's going to pollute the water supply, which is very precious on Mars. So initially, there are going to be lots of restrictions, common sense restrictions, in order to preserve the safety of the entire colony. One little mistake can expose you to a loss of oxygen, to fires, to a loss of food, and create problems that endanger the entire colony. However, that said, ultimately, there could be a freedom unparalleled since the days of the pioneers. Realize that Mars is wide open. wide open, just like the early colonists found things wide open when they explored new territories. And there could be new ventures in tourist areas, in areas that are spectacular compared to areas on the planet Earth. For example, mountains of Mars would be much taller than mountains on the Earth. Mount Everest would look rather puny on Mars because of the weak gravitational field, meaning that mountains can become much larger than mountains here found on the planet Earth. So the Grand Canyon of Mars, for example, is about the size of the United States of America. Now think about that for a moment. Our Grand Canyon is a dot on a map compared to the size of the United States. However, on Mars, its Grand Canyon, the Mars Mariner Valley, is roughly the size of the United States of America. So you can see that there are volcanoes, mountain ranges, canyons, much bigger and more spectacular than anything found on the planet Earth, then you are free to explore these things in a way that you cannot explore on the planet Earth. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is Lee from Bozeman, Montana, listening to KNMS 1450. I'm curious about shooting stars. How can we see a star that is shooting across the sky? Thank you.
Okay, well, that shooting star that you see whipping across the sky is not really a star at all. It's a small piece of debris, perhaps the size of a marble or maybe the size of a table, and it is burning up when it hits the atmosphere of the planet Earth. So the meteor itself is the streak of light that goes across the heavens. It only lasts for about a second or so, and it burns up because it's a piece of rock, probably from the asteroid belt, that heats up because of the friction when it encounters the air of the Earth. Now, stars are totally different. Our entire Earth, for example, orbits around our Sun. Our Sun is a star. In fact, it's a rather typical star. But stars light up the heavens. So unlike meteors, which only dance across the night sky for a second or so, stars burn for billions of years. And that's eventually where we came from. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and then ask that question. Make that comment and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Give us a call.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to be part of the March of Science, then give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. So why should we scientists have all the fun? We have all the fun probing the secrets of Mother Nature, of understanding the stars and the universe and the galaxies. We have all the fun probing into the microverse of DNA, of germs and viruses and life itself. Why shouldn't you be part of the fun? So give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And also go to my website. I'm at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My Facebook site is Michio Kaku. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook. And check out the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program. The Future of the Mind, talking about how we physicists are now probing the secrets of the living brain. Also, Physics of the Impossible, talking about, well, Star Trek and science fiction, talking about time travel and teleportation. And also Physics of the Future, talking about robots, cancer research, longevity, talking about all the developments that make the headlines. So find out more by going to my website, mkaku.org, and finding out what all the excitement is about. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name's Jeremy Yao. I'm from Chicago. I just wanted to ask, how much energy is in the universe? Thanks.
Well, you ask an embarrassing question, and I'll try to make a stab at it. First of all, we don't even know the size of the universe. We know the density of the universe, that is how much energy and matter there is in a cubic centimeter. So, for example, if you were to have a piece of gas and highlight every molecule in that gas and make every molecule the size of, let's say, a basketball, that would be the rough density of space-time. So you realize that the Earth is an exception. We're quite dense here on the planet Earth, but in outer space, hydrogen atoms are only as common as basketballs. And so that's how rare the density of the Earth, of the universe is. Then the next question is, well, how big is the entire universe? We don't really know. However, inflation theory is the most rigorous theory of the Big Bang. Inflation theory is actually compatible both with the universe starting from a dot as well as the universe starting from an infinite sheet. So to answer your question, we really don't even know how big the universe is. And then the question is, what is the total amount of matter energy in the universe? That, we think, could be very close to zero. So let me explain. Matter has positive energy, energy to do work. Gravity has negative energy because you have to add energy in order to go into empty space. Now, how much positive and negative energy is there? Well, it's very close to zero. That is the total amount of matter and energy in the universe is very close to zero. So it takes no energy to create a baby universe. Now, in string theory, we believe in a multiverse of universes. Some people have criticized that. They say that that's very wasteful, because where is all the energy going to come from to populate all these other universes? But you see, that misses the point. The net energy of each universe is probably zero. The total amount of space in the universe and the total amount of matter in the universe add up. And when you add up those two, you get zero. So, in other words, we don't really know the answer to your question. The best we can say is, we know the average density of the universe and the total amount of energy in the entire universe, including matter, could be zero. So the embarrassing thing is we have no definitive answer yet to your question. A lot of theories, but no definitive answer. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Brandon from Manhattan, and I was wondering, what are Fermi bubbles? I read something about it. I'm not really sure exactly what they're about, but I'm also listening on YouTube, and I love your show, and have a great day. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Well, first of all, I'm not exactly sure precisely what you mean, because it could refer to several things, but let me explain. Enrico Fermi was one of the great quantum physicists who helped to create what we call nuclear physics. For example, he created the first nuclear reactor at the University of Chicago. He helped to build the atomic bomb. And he realized that there are two kinds of particles, fermions and bosons. A fermion is like an electron. Its spin is one half of Planck's constant. So the electron spins, and it's a very small amount, but it is consistent with what is called a fermion. So an electron, a proton, and a quark are all fermions. However, there are also bosons. Bosons have integer spins, not a half, but 1, 2, and 3. So we have two kinds of particles. One particle that makes up matter. The electrons, the protons, these are the fermions. And then we have the bosons, which make up the forces. Light and gravity are made out of bosons. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.